What do we think about this? Van Allsburg asked the room, and then he stared directly at me. You have more cases like this one than anyone else here. What's going on? What is she up to now? I just went ahead and said it. She wants to be caught. I felt I needed to stand to address the group. Most likely, this is a person who feels completely isolated. The reaction to eliminate the people she fixates on is paradoxical. She, he, or it destroys what she can't have. Over time, it's making her feel worse. Some part of Mary may know that and doesn't want to do this anymore, but she lacks the self-control to stop on her own. And the latest email? Fred asked. Another sign that the killer is conflicted. Maybe the conscious mind believes it's taunting the authorities while the subconscious is drawing a map for us to follow. That's the only thing I can come up with that makes sense of what's happened, and I'm not even sure if it makes sense. What about the counter possibility? Asked David Fujishiro. That she's trying to deliberately mislead us, throw us off with fiction. You're right. That is a real possibility, I said. And what it leaves us with is every conceivable outcome except what's in the email. I think we have an obligation to take the message at face value first and consider the alternative second. But David has just stated the other logical possibility. Of course, we don't know if she's logical. Several agents, including my buddy Page, scribbled notes while I spoke. I was aware of my stature here, if not exactly comfortable with it. Do we know what LAPD's doing with this? I'm talking about the latest threat, asked an agent in the back, one of several faces I had never seen before.